Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone in this room believes it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And that may well be the case. But if it is, we'll have to wait longer than you thought.
Man, what is this jerking around town?
People are resistant to change. And there are some folks making the argument that if this is allowed, it will be a slippery slope to things you could never imagine inside your grocery store.
Oh my God.
Can you just listen?
I'm listening.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The discussion about wine being sold in New York State grocery stores has been going on for years.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been a debate ever since
I moved
like,
here.
Well, and it really ramped up, I feel like, just after COVID there for a second. Mm-hmm.
Yep, all rules went crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And really, the last 12 months, it's been kicked into overdrive. Mm-hmm. So much so, it seemed that there had been a compromise reached.
Okay.
The idea, which, by the way, was our idea. We came up with this idea.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
Was to allow only New York State wines to be sold in places like Wegmans and Tops. Those stores would now have the opportunity to carry wine. New York State businesses, the wineries, would get a major boost in visibility. And liquor stores would still have exclusive stuff you could only get there.
It was California's, your Australian wine.
And all liquors.
Yeah.
It was a win, win, win. Well, last week, state lawmakers said they expect to leave Albany for the year without passing the legislation needed to make this happen.
Look at this. So they could pull the trigger on it.
They could, but they're not going to. And who knows if they have the votes to pass it? We don't know.
So does that... All right, so you would only sell just New York, like Finger Lakes wine.
Anything made in New York you would be allowed to sell in a grocery store was part of the compromise. And then going back the other way, it would allow liquor stores to sell things like chips, snacks, and mixers.
Okay, yeah.
So that was the compromise.
All right.
So here's the thing. If wine in grocery stores is to happen, it's going to take at least another year. And you look very disappointed.
Yeah, because you're not getting all the wine. Even if you're a wine drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing New York State's not known for... I mean, all the wines, right? I mean, is there red wine good? Is there white wine? I know, like, the big one I know that people drink here is Riesling, which is like a sweet white wine.
We are known for our white wines more than the reds.
But that Riesling is, like, known as, like, it's really good.
I don't know, maybe.
No, Kimmy, it's known as, like, it's really good.
That's all I know about the wine.
Okay.
But, like, if you like your California reds, you want your Australian wine.
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy a certain type of wine,
like
this may not
bottle.
Be for you. But I guess if maybe just your average wine drinker could find something that they like.
It just sounds like they're just putting the tip in.
All right. No, they're not putting anything in. Nothing's happened.
Well,
eventually, you're saying even with the compromise.
Right. You're not getting much.
Well, but you're getting enough. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. Okay. Stop.
I did a mini.
Stop doing the mini J.
I did the mini.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are some things you need to know as we have this discussion. 40 other states in America allow wine sales in grocery stores.
40.
So this would not be unique.
Yeah.
And 75% of New York State residents back this grocery wine compromise.
Okay, so it should be a dunk.
Seems like a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Well, a new problem has shown up for liquor stores.
What is that?
They argue that even this compromise is going to bury mom-and-pop places. Don't yell.
I'm not saying a word.
Okay. Because.
Jesus.
There is something else that no one saw coming that liquor stores say is hurting them.
What's that?
Last year, distilled spirit sales were down around 15%. And it is believed
Hard liquors.
Yes. Mm. And it's believed that happened because of the legalization of marijuana in New York State.
Oh. So we're not hitting the sauce as much.
And it actually makes sense, the timing. Like, Kimmy, in the beginning of last year, dispensaries finally started opening in mass quantities, right?
Yeah.
Research has suggested that now that New Yorkers have access to legal marijuana, it is hitting liquor stores hard. And the argument is, from these liquor stores, even with state-only wines at the grocery store, you are going to bury mom-and-pop businesses that are already hurting from the loss of sales. Are you okay with that?
Well, but yeah, because like your business is a little bit BS because you've been protected all this time from everything else. So, like, you've had a free run here because you're the only show in town.
Man
so
on radio show says other business has been protected.
So now...
You're not going to lay down, you don't want to go down that road? We have an FCC license.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Your business has been like insulated for so long, but like eventually competition's going to show up.
So you want wide open free market economy is what you're saying.
Isn't that what this country was built on? Free enterprise?
No, it wasn't.
And convenience?
No, free. If it was free enterprise, you'd be selling your kidney to try and buy dinner.
You can do that?
No, you can't. It's illegal. We talked about that
last
week.
You see, you talk about me going extreme. Now you got my liver on the table.
I said kidney.
Well, whatever. Yeah, you wouldn't want my liver.
I mean, Kimmy, now that we know that these liquor stores have been hit around 15%, the compromise says it'll bury them. Are you still okay with moving forward with the wine compromise in grocery stores?
It just kind of feels like it's only a matter of time.
Okay.
You know?
So you don't care about the mom and pop grocery store?
No, I
want to see
I do.
Families
I, for
collapse,
me,
children starve.
Here's the thing, somebody
communities
who's
dissolve.
All about convenience, I'm still probably going to go to like the closest place right around the corner from me if I need something like that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how often I personally am going to be seeking this out at the grocery store.
But like
I don't know if it'll take away, I guess for me, I don't know about other people obviously, but it wouldn't deter me from still going to the mom and pop place that I always go to.
Okay.
But if you don't have a lot of time, like running into Wegmans, I can grab a bottle of booze while I'm shopping.
Yeah.
Get my pharmacy and get out of there.
Good combo, by
get
the way. Alcohol and pharmaceutical.
Well, you know, I'm at that age. So it's so much easier.
I
like, I was pissed off when they took the dry cleaner out of Wegmans.
Yeah, because you were the only guy using it.
But it was right there. You drop your clothes off, go shopping, grab the booze, get the pills, you're out of it.
Yeah, no, you're describing a free market economy where there was no need for it anymore. So you were pro-free market a second ago. Now, I command the government to put back the dry cleaner in the Wegmans.
I also don't know price-wise, is it going to be more expensive in grocery stores than it is in the... Because I'm thinking, like, a lot of the places I've been to, like the mom-and-pop places, they have, like, rewards programs... Reasons you may be going back again and again to build up your points or whatever. And that, like the discount that you're getting from that might keep you going to there as opposed to the grocery store.
I think you guys are both grossly underestimating the power of convenience.
All right. So, like, so take the beer industry, right?
Yeah.
All these craft beers
yeah.
and all these joints, like Three Heads,
mm-hmm.
who sell in Wegmans
mm-hmm.
and they also sell in other places. It doesn't seem to hurt their business at all.
It's the wrong argument.
Yeah, because the liquor store isn't producing their own liquor and selling it in grocery
stores. Saying, but it's not hurting those mom and pop joints that sell in their own stores and sell in Wegmans.
No, the argument would
be... But you're buying their product.
Yeah, let me explain. The argument wouldn't be for Three Heads. The argument would be for a place like AJ's Beer Warehouse in Henrietta.
Yeah.
Like that sold all those beers. Have you been there lately?
No, why?
Because they closed. I'm sorry, what were you saying a second ago?
But they... Wait a minute. They closed.
They are not there anymore.
Well, because it probably was a bad spot.
Yeah? That was there for like 20-something years?
Well, you know, it grew on people.
Yeah, did it grow? Did it stop?
So the beer, so there's no beer warehouse
Beers anymore? Of the World still exists? Yeah. I don't know what their situation is right now.
Yeah, they had like two or three stores.
Yeah. Now it's just one guy in a wooden stand that says beer and paint on it sideways. The E is backwards. No, I don't know. I mean, maybe Beers of the World is still doing well. It was the an unequivalent argument.
Okay.
Don't get mad at me because you're dumb. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If wine and grocery stores is going to work here in New York State, it's at least going to be another year. Lawmakers say they are leaving Albany before coming to a decision. And again, the compromise that it seemed everybody had reached was that New York State-produced wines would be legally allowed to be sold in Wegmans, Tops, places like that. Everything else would still be exclusive to liquor stores, and liquor stores would then get the ability to sell like soda, mixers, chips, and peanuts. But liquor stores are arguing, even with that compromise, you know, being so little.
Yeah.
They've taken a 15% hit from what they believe is the legalization of marijuana. This would bury them here. Now, when I say I think you underestimate the power of convenience, you are not a wine person.
No.
I am not a wine person, but I like beers.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I prefer a specific beer, right? Where I'll go into Wegmans and I'll look for it. But let's
say. They got to have that goddamn beer.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's okay. Talk to your little beer buddy.
Is your mouth okay? I'm the hungover one. You're a diamond. So look at you.
Passionate.
He's an early Schwarzenegger movie today. Who got Conan the Barbarian? Kimmy.
Anyways.
What?
If I am on my way to a cookout or watching a Bills game and I'm going to run into a gas station to grab beer, if they don't have the beer that I love, I'll just find a beer that works for me. Okay. The power of convenience wins. Yeah. So if
you're
going
to get the closest thing.
Exactly. If I'm in Wegmans and I need a bottle of wine, sure, maybe this isn't what I prefer. And yes, it helps out New York State. But I think the idea that people will still be flocking to mom and pop liquor stores because they have preferences is wrong.
So you think it's going to kill the smaller liquor guy?
I do. I do. And I've been on record as saying this.
Well, maybe they just had to adjust their business plan.
How would you propose they do that?
They got to cut back, man.
That's
cut
so
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's put more money in the pockets of big business. That's a good idea. Everything's worked so far doing that the last couple of years.
No, but they say they just sell hard liquor now and a little less wine.
But that's the other interesting argument here.
Right.
Because
I know the hard liquor's down.
No, there is another argument that is gaining traction against wine at grocery stores, period.
Why is that?
If you allow wine at grocery stores, well, what is allowed next? Which is funny.
Which is what?
Well, they're talking about guys like you. Because, Tommy, you don't drink wine.
No, I drink booze.
Yeah, but you want wine in grocery stores.
I want liquor. I want it all.
Exactly.
I want it to be like Louisiana,
exactly.
A fine state.
You are
with no problems.
You are fighting for wine in grocery stores because you believe eventually that will lead to liquor
in
grocery stores.
I'm pushing the bottle in.
The only reason you are arguing for wine is a slippery slope.
You are correct.
But these folks that are worried about the slippery slope aren't just worried about liquor. They're worried about marijuana.
Ooh. Except a new one, the produce aisle.
There could eventually be a marijuana aisle in Wegmans.
Or why not?
Would you guys be okay with that?
They sell pharmaceuticals there. They sell you every kind of pill.
Well, it's prescription.
I get it. But it's also...
They don't sell you every kind of pill. You make it sound like I walk in and buy like a value.
You don't know the people I know.
I wouldn't say that. Oh, we got another email from Danny Wegman. You're fired!
You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
I mean, that one seems like it would be tough just because if you go into a dispensary, everything's so locked down. Mm.
They would have that. They could have a dispensary inside the store.
It would have to be its own separate thing almost where they check
your ID. That's what the pharmacy is. A pharmacy sits inside there with pharmacists that are trained. You could have the same thing with a dispensary right inside there.
So you're fine with a Wegmans marijuana dispensary right next to the cereal aisle?
Yes.
Little kids. Trying to get their sugar smacks. What's the one with the frog on it? Smacks, right?
Sugar smacks.
Yeah. Sugar smacks. And you can't even tell. Is that the frog or is that somebody looking to buy marijuana? You can't even tell walking through.
I don't know what everybody's so afraid of when all this stuff exists. But you act like if it's in here, it's bad.
Well, it's just based on where you're buying it and who gets to profit off of it. It's not so much that they don't want you to have it.
I mean, I think she brings up a very good point. Who's profiting off this stuff? Because if
who cares?
Well, here's why it matters.
No, all the money goes to the bank, man.
No, that's not how money works.
Yes, you put it in the bank and you live off the green, baby.
Now, look, I'm not trying to be that guy that eventually or slippery slope, blah 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 blah. But let's say in a hypothetical situation, eventually marijuana was available for sale at Tops and Wegmans, right? Like right now, folks who own marijuana dispensaries are local people from New York that work to do this stuff, get the license, and that money that they make goes back into their communities. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you were to do it at Wegmans or Tops, I mean, Wegmans, Tops, they're local companies, but that money isn't going right back into where that store is. Same with the liquor stores. Like those liquor stores, those mom-and-pop places, those folks live in these communities.
Yeah, but they can get jobs now stocking the shelves at the grocery store.
Okay, yeah, that's fun. $17 an hour as opposed to owning your own business.
They've never laid anybody off, buddy.
Who's that?
Wegmans.
Yeah, because they...
It's a solid job.
It's a solid...
good benefits.
I would rather work for myself.
Yeah, but how did that work out for you?
By the way, they worry about other substances too
in the store?
The slippery slope argument. Psychedelic cigarettes and porn. That's what folks were arguing would be able to buy at Wegmans.
Well, Wegmans got rid of cigarettes.
I was just
going
to say they used to sell cigarettes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I believe they're allowed to sell cigarettes and pornography.
And who's buying porn?
You would have bought porn from the... You have bought porn from grocery stores.
Now, where...
Who's buying porn now?
I agree with you there. But I think there are still grocery stores that sell porn and
Used to just sell, like, not hardcore. I mean, they sold, like Hustler and Jugs.
It's still porn.
Bro.
It's not porn?
There's no.
That's
not. It's still porn.
Okay. I'm not arguing.
It's porn and still porn.
I'm not arguing against pornography, but you can't argue that Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse, that is pornography.
Oh, man. What are you now, Jerry Falwell?
What are you talking about? They called themselves pornographers.
There was no, Playboy for sure never had any. Gook.
What about Hustler?
Hustler had some gook.
Ah, Ah, a lot of gook going on there.
Oh, they got gooky.
You can't have gook without porn, man. That is a mathematical equation. A equals gook plus porn equals porn.
Do you think that, do you think that if grocery stores brought back something like that, that there may be people who buy it again in person just because you have the self-checkout and you don't have to be face-to-face with somebody purchasing it?
Good question.
Unless it doesn't scan properly.
Hell yeah.
I got a problem over here. This Jugs magazine is not working.
Could you help me out? This one's got extra gook this month. You know, Kimmy, Tommy's laughing at the idea that anyone would buy a hand mag.
Yeah.
I was shocked to discover.
What?
A couple weeks ago, I took my kids to the Lucky Flea. They love going to that flea market. Right?
They got porn?
They sell Playboys.
Well, they sell
Playboys.
Vintage. Like yeah.
But people in there, 18 to 25-year-olds, were lining up to buy vintage Playboys.
Man.
And I don't know what they're into it for.
I guess maybe if you see their grandmother.
Yeah. Maybe if they see their grandmother.
Well, that's you're looking at your girls, your grandmother's age.
I mean, are these display pieces?
Kimmy? I kind of thought it was more for art purposes, but okay. I guess it could be for anything. Yeah.
I mean, there's guys that I know that have all there's guys that probably have every Playboy.
That's what they say. Yeah, it's a collectible.
Not all gooed up, man.
But they're definitely gooked up.
Yeah. Great articles.
Gooking and gooing. All right, let's take a break.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
If you are looking to save money on your grocery bills here in New York,
what do you do?
We got some great news.
What's that?
There is a way to get completely free meat.
Wow.
Now, you got to get lucky, but it's doable. In fact, this is legal in 49 of the 50 states in the grand old U.S. of A. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What at?
It is legal to collect and eat roadkill in the state of New
Why
York.
Why would you?
What do you mean? Why would you?
Roadkill.
Why would you?
That's what raccoons do.
Yeah, or you can eat the raccoon that gets killed on the side of the road.
Do not eat raccoon.
Okay, it's probably good advice.
Yes.
All right, look. If there is an animal dead on the side of the road,
you can get sick from it.
You can scoop that sucker up and you can take it home.
Never scoop your food off the ground.
For big animals like deer and bear, you need to contact the police or the DEC to get a special permit before taking it. Smaller animals also require a permit, but it doesn't look like you have to call anyone to take them.
What are we becoming?
What are you talking about?
What is this, the 1920s?
Well, this has actually probably existed the entire time.
But, I always thought, when an animal is hit, it's their organs are traumatized.
Attaboy, you got that.
So, all that stuff has been released. So you have to be careful how you eat this stuff, because it can be toxic.
What you are saying is true. There are different circumstances.
Yeah. You can have poo in your meat.
We found this out when Pat hit a deer because he was wondering, can I take it home and eat it?
Yes, and I wanted to.
A bunch of calls of people that have done that before.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, so you know, it's illegal to hunt with your vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Good policy.
You're not allowed.
Just go ramming animals in the woods.
That's written in the law.
Okay. Seems dangerous for multiple reasons.
No, you're also not allowed to, if the deer's in the road, swerve to hit the deer to take the deer home. But you also don't have to be the one that hit it to take it.
Okay.
If you see something on the side of the road,
you just roll up on it.
Yeah, you think you can use, as long as no one else is collecting it, it is all yours.
This looks like some good firm meat.
So you're bothered by this.
This grosses me out.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This makes more sense than you think it does.
How?
Why would you not allow people to do something like
that? Yeah, why let it go to waste?
Because it's not healthy.
If there's somebody that knows what they're doing.
It depends on the situation.
What do you mean?
I mean, if it's edible, it's just going to go to waste.
Mm-hmm. But the birds eat it.
But it's not like sometimes the birds will eat it, but they don't eat the whole thing. It's not like the carcass disappears. It does cost money for the authorities to come and dispose of it. And if it doesn't get taken away, there are animals you don't want around your neighborhood, area, whatever, showing up to come get it. There are also all kinds of dangerous bacteria.
Yeah, but the town scoops them up normally, right?
Oh, yeah, but that also costs money, and sometimes it takes a lot of time because there's so many dead hit animals. But
I figure that guy's got a job.
This serves a legitimate purpose.
It serves a need of the community.
No, I mean, it does. Plus, think of all the meat that is in a deer or a bear. That's hundreds of dollars, maybe more, that you'd just be tossing away. I'm all for this, man.
I would be grossed out if I went to somebody's house and we sat down to roadkill.
Okay.
Roadkill bear burger.
All right, I'm serious question.
Sounds nasty.
Serious question.
Yeah.
You go to a cookout. He's got delicious venison sausages. Oh. Puts it on a roll for you. All the fixing, hands it to you. And he goes, I hit this with my car.
What?
And I collected it. Would you eat that sausage?
That would gross me out.
He's looking at you. He just prepared it for
I'm
you.
Not, I'm not going to die for your sausage.
It's cooked.
Or get the squirts. Yeah. Or get the road squirts.
Roadkill squirts?
Yes.
Come on, baby!
That's a great name for a country band.
By the way, Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Possum and, excuse me, Trey, possum and raccoon are tasty.
I was going to say, we have had a few possum tweets.
Man, those are like scavengers, too. Like, they eat garbage.
Well, maybe they only eat garbage
don't
because
possums eat, like, mosquitoes and stuff.
Yeah. Do you want a goddamn burger from a possum that was eating skeeters?
Okay.
Some possibly on your Peter.
Wait, do I have to whack it off?
There's 1,000 on my cousin. You can hear those bastards buzzing.
Nothing like the classics.
Summertime hits.
Never gets old.
So you're arguing that what these animals are eating and doing and the way
it's
they're
in
living.
The meat.
Okay.
And if they're scavengers, they're not raised on good quality Nebraska grain.
Can't you argue? Make the argument that this meat that you would hit with your car is more fresh than any other meat
I
you're
don't want
get?
More fresh. I like chemicals produced by large corporations. In my food.
Look, man, I'm not some anti-corporate food guy like you're going to see me
outside. I only eat Monsanto brand chemicals.
But you love organic stuff.
I do.
All these animals are free range, buddy.
Right.
Like, I'm serious. Like, this animal lived a natural life. It was out in its own habitat. But you can make a legitimate argument, I think, that the healthiest meat may be the one that you blast with your Honda Pilot.
So you're saying that's the good stuff.
I'm not saying it's the good stuff. I'm saying I find it weird where people draw the line, especially if you knew, like, you know, what was going on with your food. And again, I got no problem eating that stuff, too.
I guess because you see it, like, you know, devastated on the road.
What do you think it looks like when they turn it into hamburgers?
I don't see that.
Okay.
Like, I don't... Like, when I roll up to Wegmans, they're not butchering the cows in the parking lot.
But you did for a living.
I did.
Why are you dumb?
I don't know.
You saw how this is done.
I know. I had to go to the slaughterhouse and everything.
Are there some people, though, that you trust more than others?
As far as to cook?
I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, if somebody who hunts and prepares this stuff, like, regularly, like, every year, like, and they told me it was a deer or something that they hit with their car, like, I would trust that person to know enough about that animal that it's perfectly fine to eat.
Okay. I am kind of with Tommy in the whole idea that you are putting an unbelievable amount of trust in a stranger.
Yes. But I would do it for somebody. Here's the thing.
You knew this person and have eaten the food that they've killed before.
But if they put a bullet in it, I'm happy to eat it.
Right. Okay.
If they say they hit it with... No, even if they hit it with their own car, I'd still be game. If they found it, that's where I get.
Yeah,
that's
where
I start. Yeah, how long it's been laying there?
Yeah,
true.
Because it's weird. Like, if you told me this is like fish, like I'll eat something somebody caught that fishes.
Okay,
that it's wild. You caught it. You cooked it. I'm fine with that. You cleaned it and you served it to me. I have no problem with that.
But you wouldn't do it out of Lake Ontario.
No.
Okay, so you're not fine with that.
Well, I guess certain bodies of water.
Okay, so you're talking more of the ocean. You're going to be a water snob now.
Yeah.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, we're talking about how it is legal to pick up roadkill and bring it home. If you hit or find a deer or a bear, you need to call the DEC or the police to get a special permit to take it home. Everything else, smaller animals, you do need a permit, but you don't have to call anybody.
Yeah.
Adam writes, I watched a guy bounce a pheasant off his windshield one time. And threw in the back of my truck while it was still flopping, fried it up for some pheasant about an hour later. It was fine.
How desperate are you to eat a goddamn piece of chicken?
It's free.
It's free for a reason.
Yeah, because it got hit by a car.
God, and then it's half dead. They need a truck.
Jacob writes us. He's on your side. He says, most hunters don't eat scavengers. Most roadkill is a no-go.
I wouldn't eat anything somebody shot, to tell you the truth. Even a hunter.
Again, really? What is it?
I don't like the taste of it.
You don't like the gamey meat?
No.
It's not what I heard.
Heard your mom?
Shut up. I was doing a joke about you.
Yeah, but I would be getting the gamey meat from your mother, where I get all my meat.
I was going to make it
at
like
the Mama Meat Store out on the ridge.
So is it just the taste of venison? Like, if somebody had a cow, like in all seriousness, like, so let's say wild cows lived around here, which is one of the worst Stone songs of all time.
Wild cow. I'd eat it anyway.
Okay, shut up. Let's say somebody blasts a wild cow.
Oh, goddamn cow.
Yeah. They hit it in the head. Right? They clipped its head. Cow goes down.
Dead.
It's dead. All right. You've got steaks. You got burgers. You got whatever you want.
All the meat I want.
Would you eat that cow?
Why? I would say don't waste the cow.
It wasn't killed properly. Slaughterhouses do it ethically and properly.
Ethically? Come on.
It's ethic.
Come on. It's ethic.
It's ethic.
Yeah. Again. But they clean it properly, so it's not bad.
Saying when they prepare it.
Yeah.
How many food recalls have we had in the last 12 months?
We had a couple of rough ones.
Okay, yeah, a lot of rough ones. They had to empty out deli cases, man. Like, don't sit here and be like, another worry. By the way, I told you this is legal, collecting roadkill in 49 American states.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you tell me the one it's not legal?
It's got to be a sissy state.
You tell me.
What are your sissy? Oh, it's got to be a northeastern sissy state.
Okay, what are you taking a shot with?
I'm going to say Connecticut.
Wrong. Kidding.
How close?
I was going to go with an outlier like Hawaii or something.
Wrong.
How often does it happen?
You both were very wrong in your thoughts.
Not even close?
The only state where you are not legally allowed to take roadkill off the road is Texas.
Texas?
I know.
That's the most macho state we got.
Bro, I couldn't believe it.
They grab like snakes and stuff off the road. Like, you know what I mean?
So
all
much.
Those reptiles.
I wonder why.
Do you think the heat has something to do with
it? Yeah, but there's other hot states that let you. I mean, the entire South. How about Florida, man?
Okay.
Arizona.
Could it be the local ecosystem? Like, they have buzzards and stuff in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're afraid if you take that, like, they call it carrion, right?
Right.
Like, you take the dead animals off the road, then the buzzards, it's going to affect that population. I'm just thinking out loud here. Like,
it just seems a very ecosystem. Yeah, I'm disappointed in Texas.
Yeah, you're disappointed in Texas, but you won't eat roadkill that's legal.
Right,
to
I want Texas to be roadkill eaters. That's kind of their image. They're tough.
No, I agree with you. I was shocked by that.
Yeah,
shocked.
That
weird.
I'm not picking Connecticut.
252 WCMF. It is legal to collect roadkill and do whatever you want with it here in the state of New York. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us.
Mm.
Man! Depending on the animal and how fresh it is, like if it was the one that I hit, I'm eating it. Meat is expensive these days. I mean, he's right, man. I know you don't eat a lot of meat because you're a bitch-ass bitch.
Neither do you, salad boy.
I eat a lot of white meat.
Where do you get that?
Your mom's legs? Shut up.
At the pinky store?
I'm hungover, and I don't want to do this right now.
Are you going to the stinky pinky store?
No, that's her brown meat.
You flipped her over?
Shut up.
How did you make his mom joke?
It's your mom! It's your mom, man! Kimmy, can you Google how much meat you get out of the average buck? See if we get something out of
the average buck?
Yeah, I know it varies wildly. Let's just get a number.
Out of a male.
Yeah.
A full-grown male.
Everyone knows what a buck is.
Full-grown male.
Full-grown male deer. A buck. We live in Monroe County. So what the fuck? He's going to take meat out of a dollar. Shut up, bitch.
Okay. If a buck that weighs 150 pounds will likely yield between 72 and 90 pounds?
Bro. Bro.
That's 72 pounds of meat.
Yeah. So
I'm not going down. BJ's or Aldi's and spending $35 on hamburger.
No, in all
seriousness. I can make my own burger at home from a dead carcass of an animal that I hit with my Ford F-150.
Okay, so right now, the price of venison is around $15 a pound.
Where do you buy it on retail?
Oh, you could buy venison at Wegmans.
No, they don't.
They have packaged venison. Yes, they do.
Oh, I ain't never seen no venison.
I love how you did an impression and then did it in your real voice.
I am not going to go spend $35 on what I can kill my own bear.
You can buy venison at Wegmans.
All right,
so you said 72. Kimmy, can we multiply 72 times 15, please?
Put that in my freezer. Get us through the winter.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard winter.
Yes.
That's why I talk like this.
What are you not
kidding? Because it's the 1930s and I'm on poor and I'm on country radio.
I'm on poor.
That's why I only go to Aldi's.
This show sucks so hard. This show sucks so hard and so long.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
The total? About $1,080.
So that's $1,000 in meat. That
in
you are
in one deer.
In one deer.
Is $1,000.
The average
properly
buck.
Cleaned and stored.
Yes. What are you not understanding? Oh my God. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Benny. Hey Benny, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Duffy? What's up, crew? Hey, I love this segment. It's probably one of my favorite. It kind of feels like it's in the gutter a little bit, and I love every bit of it. And I couldn't help but think, so thank you, but I couldn't help but think to myself, well, how do I know, like, if it's safe to pick up the roadkill and take it?
Yeah, how do you know?
And eat it. So I had to Google it. And so you're looking for clear signs of freshness, like bright, clear eyes and skin that moves freely when pinched. And you want to avoid a strong putrid odor, which would indicate spoilage.
Those all seem pretty good. I mean, those seem
but
like
you really got to get intimate with this deer when it's down. Pitching his cheeks.
And about it. I figured a little help with folks.
Wait. So if it smells really bad, don't eat it?
Hey, it never stopped you. Shut up! You shut up right now! Not you, Betty. Tommy.
Oh, is that the mom store on the ridge?
Betty, thanks for the call. Cam following up to Benny's point on Instagram writes, sup, dicks. There's a certain amount of time you have before you can harvest roadkill before it comes rancid. He said flies can lay eggs within 10 minutes of death.
10 minutes? But you almost got to like hit it and grab it.
Well, yeah, if you hit it and you're standing near it, just
you
like
gotta get it up.
The flies away, which again, you're accustomed to.
Oh, yeah, because you
252 WCMF.
Stinky wide.
Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy? Okay, Teddy, what's up?
Listen, you're talking about people talking about, hey, this is fresh cut from the store. Anything from the store is frozen. So if you got fresh meat, just got hit by your car or whatever, or somebody hit it, I think you can ask fresher than that.
So Teddy, you would eat venison that somebody
he don't count.
Why does Teddy not count?
He's from a place that they probably do this. About?
We're from a place that they do this.
No, but I mean, like, they really do it.
No, we really
no,
do
they,
it.
No, they really, really. They take religion to these people. He's Indonesian, man.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, let's ask Teddy.
It's a pretty rootsy joint.
He's right here. You can ask him. Teddy, did you grow up hunting for your food when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
What did you hunt?
Squirrel.
Squirrel, okay.
Wild chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, hunts
and
a chicken.
Boar.
Wild boar? Ooh.
They're nasty.
Yes.
Yeah, until Teddy gets a hold of them, wrestles them down with those front horns there, takes them out.
Anything. And then catch fish almost every day.
Okay, Teddy, and all.
But he's an island guy.
No, I'm island guy. Teddy, I'm genuinely curious. Like, what percentage of the meat you and your family ate growing up did you get yourself versus you purchase from somebody else?
We kill ourselves and then we cook them. I mean, probably about 90% of the time we kill ourselves.
Damn.
And you got to remember, these people build up a tolerance when they live like this.
He's right here.
No, I'm saying, like, in general, like. If you grow up in a place where this is how you live, you and I don't have the digestive system that Teddy does.
You don't know what you're talking about!
Yeah,
Teddy's got like
everything is in your head, Tommy.
It's all in your head.
Thank you, Teddy.
Like, you don't get the squirts.
All right, Teddy, if I hit a deer, I'm calling you up. You can come over and have some sausage with me, buddy.
Yeah, I'll pick it up and then I'll cook for you guys.
Thanks, Teddy. Have a good rest of the day, man.
Yeah, I'm not eating like how he eats.
There goes boar eating Teddy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got a bitch-ass system.
I do. I have a sense of I bet you Teddy's never had the squirts. Growing up, it's rural tough living, man.
Okay.
Them babies don't get the squirts, nothing.
Somebody just wrote me on Facebook.
Yeah.
D'Artagnan meat, ground venison, available at Wegmans right now, $12.49 per pound. Actually, it's less than a pound, 12 ounces. So it's about $15.
That's too much.
Established in 1985, Protectors of Excellence, D'Artagnan, venison, ground meat. They sell bison, too. They sell ostrich. They sell all kinds of meat.
Wow, I got to check it out.
Bison's delicious. Have you had bison?
I've had a bison burger. Very tasty. Mm. But I think that was, like, commercially raised. I don't think, like, it was, like, some tourist that got close and tried to punch it in the eye.
We'll take one more call.
Oh, my eye.
Is that what the bison
said? Oh, my bison eye. Turns into Sammy Davis.
Shut up.
We're off the rails.
It was a dancing Jewish one-eyed bison is what it was. Larry, you got the last word, buddy. Please save the show.
Also, quite an actor.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Years ago, I was working in Alaska, and they actually have a roadkill recovery system.
And that's for the women.
No, you would contact a local agency, give them your name and phone number, and when a moose or a bear got hit on the road, they would call you and say, you've got so many hours to get down here and get this meat off the road.
This dead moose.
And, by the time you get rid of the bruised meat and stuff, you could get 400 pounds of meat out of a moose or more.
Damn.
Man, that's, come on.
I mean, you don't even know what moose tastes like, man.
Those big animals, like, why let those go to waste?
Moose is really good. I'd rather eat a moose, eat moose meat as opposed to a prime rib roast.
Get the hell out of here.
Have you never had it, so how would you know?
Elk is good, too.
Now I'm curious. Larry's got me all thinking about moose.
I've also had lynx, too.
What is lynx?
It's like the cat?
It's like a wild cat.
That can't taste good.
Actually, it was very rich. It was rich like a raccoon.
That doesn't really help anybody, Larry.
You should be dead. You should be dead, Larry.
No, he made it into a stew in a crock pot. It was actually very good.
I mean, but no, like, let's all, in all seriousness, okay, not to sound like, privileged guy, but, like, we talk about food insecurity in this country all the time.
Yeah.
There are lots of people that don't have a lot to eat. Kids, especially in our area, we've seen these studies. You have all of this meat, and you're opposed to collecting it.
Okay. But what a crappy deal for some kid.
Hey, man.
Hey, here's some rancid moose, kid. Now go do your homework.
It's not rancid. According to Larry, they cut all that part out.
And if I'm hungry.
No, it's called in, and if you're not there within a certain period of time, they call the next guy on the list. And there's actually a waiting list for people to pick up roadkill. You know, it's fresh. It's there.
It's delicious.
And
I'm in.
And then also, to add on to that, there's a program called Hunters for the Hungry here in New York State, that if you shoot a deer for the sport of it, I guess, or you have more meat than you want, you can actually donate it at the processor, and it gets distributed to families in need.
Look at that. Yeah,
in need.
So that meat doesn't go to waste.
All right. Hey, Larry, Does that count against your permit or no?
Yes, you still have to use your permit.
Oh, all right. Sucks. Don't want it. Hey, Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
So there is a system to distribute the gaming meat to poor people.
No, okay.
Well, that's what it is.
You grew up so effing rich, you don't understand. You do not understand.
What?
My dad hunted, and the few times he came home with
his deer. He's not going to bring home some hippie he shot at a protest in the 60s.
Yeah, my dad.
He's belt bottoms off for the blast. Get all over him.
You are just wired.
Seriously. Did you have a cookie on the way in? What happened? What happened to you?
Like, I can't even find a place to jump in because you just keep talking. You go down these weird roads where I'm like, I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. I was shooting a hippie.
It's a Tommy show today. I cannot compete.
Let's take a break.
Zing.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is amazing for a local kid done good.
Yeah, you right? say it.
Very exciting for his future. But here's the thing.
What's that?
It's not as big a deal as it used to be around here.
Oh.
And for that,
mm-hmm.
this kid lucks out.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Kimmy, for years, if someone were to have a future in sports, whether it be big-time colleges or the pros in Rochester, they were rare people. There weren't many Roland Williams, Tyler Ralph, the Giantes, Callahans, and John Wallace.
I mean, there's a reason you can name all those people.
It's a big mountain
off the top of your head.
Exactly.
It was so rare.
You got it. Well, over the weekend, Messiah Hampton.
What a great name.
Well, I mean, you were going to do big things with the name Messiah Hampton.
Sounds like a religious hotel.
He's a junior at...
Like free coffee and communion wafers in the morning.
Messiah Hampton, who is a junior at Monroe High School, announced his commitment to play football at the University of Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Big-time school. And this kid can play. He is ranked as the top football recruit in all of New York State.
God damn.
He is ranked as the number 10 wide receiver in America. And he had, it looks like 50.
But he's one of the top receivers in America.
Top 10 wide receiver in America. And it looks like there are about 20 schools that he had to choose from, and they're all major schools, Syracuse, University of Miami, Michigan, Georgia, Penn State. I'm looking at some of them because he had one of those really fun, like, reveal parties.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked Oregon out of all those big schools?
There. Yep, he's going out west.
Man, why did you give up on Miami, man?
Miami's not as good as...
Yeah.
Oh, they're not?
No. I mean, granted, the first overall pick was...
Penn State? Maybe he just wanted to get out of town.
I mean, who knows? Look, the kid made his decision, and it's awesome. He is going to go play football at the University of Oregon. And here's the thing. As we brought up the Roland Williamses and the Tyler Ralphs and the Giantes and the Callahans and the John Wallaces, when those guys had success as kids, Caitlin Howe, another one out in Fairport, basketball player, went to Duke. When you are the only kid reaching that kind of success, all of a sudden, there are a lot of expectations in a community like Rochester. No one else around you gets that attention. People assume you're going to make it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, even if you play college or like some junior pro sports, folks scoff at you like you were a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. That's why with so many athletes now getting college attention from all sports in the greater Rochester area, it is so much better for these kids now. Like we're, Kimmy, living through a renaissance of kids getting Division I scholarships, going on to play pro sports even right after high school.
It's amazing how that one kid having that much success helps an entire program, a coach. Like now there are high expectations on like almost everybody involved and associated with that kid.
I mean, you're right. It opens up like a pipeline.
Yeah.
I mean, as we speak, Thomas Bryant, who went to Bishop Kearney, is playing in the NBA Finals with the Indiana Pacers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He was one of five Rochester kids that played in the NBA this season. There were two other guys, Isaiah Stewart from McQuaid and Jalen Pickett from Aquinas, who were playing in the NBA playoffs. But those guys are playing because one guy went first, Thomas Bryant. There was talent for all of them, but they open up this pipeline where coaches start looking around in Rochester. They come to recruit one kid. They see another kid, and all of a sudden, there's this massive success.
All right, so we're more talented. Or we're just finding the talent now better?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I mean, because we've had big high school programs in this area for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, more than ever, kids are getting recruited out of our area. Why do you think Tommy brings a good point, Kimmy? Are the kids more talented, or are there just more eyes on the kids?
Well, it could be more eyes on the kids. I mean, there are a lot of other ways. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, college coaches and scouts, like there were certain areas that they flocked to because there was just so much talent coming from those areas. And now I think it's easier for kids to not only be seen here in town, but also like put their skills out there, send their stuff out for people to see. Like there are websites dedicated to like pushing kids' stats out to the people that need to see it.
Yeah, don't get me started with it.
Yeah. So I think that there are ways, more ways now to connect to those bigger programs, which probably also helps.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword. Because like Kimmy brings up, like there are services where you like upload your highlights.
Yeah. Parents will pay for that kind of stuff.
You can kind of like promote yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, my oldest plays travel hockey.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. They're on summer vacation. She's probably still sleeping. My 14-year-old works very hard and she loves hockey.
Yeah, you guys are nonstop with her.
Yeah. But I don't know, how do I put this? The next level of competitive hockey.
Right, going to that next level.
Will be a difficult transition.
Well, it's got
to
be.
In my humble opinion, if it were to be possible, which I don't know if it is, but my daughter will not. I don't have the heart to be like, you know, I don't want to take away your dreams.
Don't do this.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say that, right? But, Kimmy, now that those things exist,
I think it.
But you got to be an elite kid,
right? It makes it feel more real for those kids.
Exactly. And
for all kids that play sports.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure,
you're talking about there's more kids doing it, so there's less pressure. But does it kind of hurt a kid too? Because now it's not very unique or special. But like, they don't get all the attention like the first guys did. Like, it was such a moment.
It's a good question.
Like, they kind of lose their moment now.
No, you're absolutely right. But
it becomes common.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point. Again, we're talking about Messiah Hampton. He's a junior at Monroe High School.
He got that good name, man.
He announced he's going to be playing football at the University of Oregon over the weekend. So you're right. You want these kids to shine and have their moment. But I would love to, like, talk to John Wallace. For those that are not from Rochester or a little bit younger, John Wallace went to Athena, got a scholarship to Syracuse. He was a first-round pick of the New York Knicks in 95?
Okay.
Thank you, Kimmy. She's on it. John Wallace's career, everyone thought John Wallace was going to be an NBA superstar.
Right.
The guy played in the league.
Man.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he was the star at Syracuse that he was is unbelievably successful.
96,
thank you. But like, when John Wallace didn't become an NBA champion / top 50 player of all time, some folks looked at it and was like, oh. So like, yes, he had his moment and he got to shine the entire way through, but like, because he was the only one, because you weren't the greatest of all time, it's a
right.
disappointment.
Because like, most of these guys, I mean, to go from Division I to the pros is still another big step, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
You still lose that high school to college jump that you would, I mean, I guess. Because that might be the only moment you ever get.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
But I guess looking back, like if you were to talk
The entirety of the career.
Yeah, if you asked Roland Williams, Tyler Ralph, the Giantas, the Callahans, the John Wallaces, I mean, Brian Gianta wins a Stanley Cup, so, you know, you reach the pinnacle there. U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he was the captain of the Canadiens.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, that's the sense. But, like, for the rest of these guys, like, you know.
Yeah.
Do you wish you would have had less pressure on you as a 17, 18, 19-year-old kid?
Because
that's a lot. At a young age, and remember, this is back before like social media, so this wasn't like somebody tweeting about you. This was like news stations with anchors that were like celebrities in town coming down wanting to talk to you.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
It is. A lot of pressure.
If you can handle it, yeah.
A lot of pressure. And what kid is cut out to handle something like that?
Well, you're about to go into that, into college.
Maybe. There's a guy, he played quarterback at Aquinas, Jake Zembeck, really impressive athlete.
Yeah.
Got a scholarship to play quarterback at Penn State. And his body failed him. Had some injuries. Never worked out. He ended up getting a career out of it on the opposite way. But, like, if Jake was the only one doing that 7 years ago, hopes would have been riding on him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
folks
would have
been like, oh, well, he never made it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm happy for the kid.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm happy for all the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that there's less pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think. I don't know.
All right. I got to keep an eye on that kid.
How are you going to forget the name Messiah Hampton?
MH, baby, all the way.
All right, let's take a break.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.